You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I am seriously fired up for today's episode because I want to make a serious change in the way we think about and in the way we feel about maintaining our weight when we still have weight we could lose. Some people might call that a plateau. Other people might just refer to it as not making progress. But I want to create a drastic shift in the way we think about this. My hair is seriously on fire to talk about this today. But before I do, super important announcement. You may have heard me mention it in episode 462, and that is about a change in our podcast schedule. We are shifting starting this week from 3 episodes weekly to 2 episodes weekly. When the podcast started, I was doing 1 episode each week, and then I quickly moved to 3. So we've been on this Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday schedule for quite a while. We are dropping the Saturday show starting this week, and that's not a bad thing. I don't want anybody to think, oh, Elizabeth's run out of things to say. It's not that at all. Here's why I'm doing this. I, for the last few years, every single month have added something. Most recently, the Alexa skill, the Primal Potential Daily Bite, 7 days a week audio messages via Alexa. Also, in January, started doing an audio channel for my coaching clients that is 7 days a week of coaching messages via that exclusive channel to them. A little bit before that, went from blogging intermittently at best to every single day, or well, 5 days a week. So there's always changes that are being made, and I never take anything away. I'm trying to change that. This summer, I ended the Daily Motivations podcast, and I think change is really important, especially for me right now, because there's new stuff I want to add. I created a list of things that I want to do differently, better, more of in 2018. And over the past couple weeks, I said, great, Elizabeth, you can do all of those things, but you have to take something away too, because I'm not going to just work more and have less time for myself. I want to do more things, like much more video and much more time with my Fat Loss Fast Track groups and my master's club. And in order to be able to do that, the Saturday episode is going. So with that said, this week our schedule is Tuesday, Thursday, no Saturday. Next week, we're going to shift to Monday, Thursday. So moving forward, beginning next week, it'll be 2 episodes weekly airing on Mondays and on Thursdays. I also think this will allow you guys to keep up with the episodes a little bit better and also have more time to implement what you learn on the show. Speaking of time spent with my Fat Loss Fast Track groups and things I want to do differently and more of and better with them, the next Fat Loss Fast Track kicks off on Sunday, April 1st. I will be opening up registration to the wait list before anybody else because I do cap the number of people, and I'm opening up registration to the wait list in less than 2 weeks now. So if you want to learn more about it, if you want to make sure you've got a shot at getting in that spring coaching group so that we can kick off the summer in grand fashion, there's 3 different ways you could get on the wait list. One is just go to primalpotential.com and you will see the Work With Me tab in the upper right-hand side of the page. You'll see the option there for the Fat Loss Fast Track wait list. or you can go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/463. That's the episode number. Or you can go directly to the waitlist link itself, which is primalpotential.com/FLFT-waitlist. If you forget all of that, just go to the show notes for today's episode and it will be right there for you. Okay, today's topic. Told you guys I am very fired up about this. I want to completely change the idea that maintaining your weight when you could be losing more is a bad thing, is something we should be ashamed of, is failure. Not true. Let me tell you exactly what I mean. What I have seen in myself and almost all of my clients is that we feel that if we could possibly lose more body fat and we're not losing it, we're doing something wrong and we should be pushing harder and we're letting ourselves down. No, that's wrong. That's false. There is nothing in the world that is wrong with maintaining. And I actually think that not maintaining and instead holding yourself to the standard that you should be losing, losing, losing until there's no more to lose or until you decide you're done. I actually think that that approach, lose, lose, lose until you're done, is a big part of the reason that people put weight back on, right? It is perfectly okay and actually advantageous to lose some weight, find and prove your ability to maintain it, whether that takes a month or a year. And then when you're ready, push again. It's going to help prevent burnout, and it's going to give you that critical skill that most of us never had because of yo-yo dieting on and off kind of mentality and approach to weight loss. You're going to develop a skill that you really, really, really need. And I'm all for pushing to get results when you really want results, but I'm also strongly against, and increasingly more so every single day, against the idea that not losing weight means you're doing something wrong. I've spent a lot of time recently thinking about this, and when I did my year review episode in December, I talked about choosing to maintain, right? And having to be okay with that. But that didn't come easily. It didn't come easily. I really battled feeling ashamed of that. Like, I should be losing more weight, and if I'm not, I'm doing something wrong. But that's just not true. Previously, in my life of yo-yo dieting, losing weight, gaining it, losing it, gaining it, I knew nothing about maintaining. I was either pushing to lose weight or completely checked out, doing whatever I wanted, gaining weight. It was one or the other. I only knew two relationships with food, a restrictive relationship and an indulgent relationship. That was it. Then, last year, I got into a long period of holding steady for a bunch of different reasons, right? And the reasons don't even matter. Your reasons will be different from mine, but whether it was dating and indulging more or adding a new intensity of CrossFit training and getting stronger or freezing my eggs and the hormonal hellfire that brought with it. And it started out me feeling like I was doing something wrong. Like, I should be ashamed of that. Because if I wanted to lose more weight was possible to lose, then I should be losing it. And if I wasn't, I was screwing up. But I started to question that belief. And asking myself a million questions in a million different ways helped me to understand what I want to express to you today, which is that is a critical part of a healthy process versus the process that I think most of us are used to, which is either I'm losing or I'm gaining. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there are people listening who have been maintaining their weight for years and years and years, and their goal is not to lose more weight. That's cool. I'm not talking to you. Like, I love you. Hi, glad you're here. But this message is for those people who desire to lose more weight, but aren't right now. And if you've been coasting for a while and you've been making excuses and exceptions, that's different, right? At some point, we do have to call ourselves out for excuses. But what I'm talking about today is the importance of learning to be in the middle, right? Settling into the middle between pursuit, fat loss, and avoidance, weight gain, restriction, and indulgence. Because yeah, I could choose to be ashamed that I wasn't losing weight when I could be, either because I started dating or hormone injections or whatever it is. But here's what I have as a result of that, that I did not have before. I have an understanding for the first time in my life of what maintenance means and what it looks like for me right now. A skill I never had before of indulging a little, but not a lot. Because before, indulging a little meant indulging a little more and indulging a little more. And then, oh crap, I'd better restrict. I didn't know the middle. I was either totally checked out or totally dialed in. But if you want to live a healthier life, you've got to be able to be in the middle successfully, right? I didn't have a confidence that I could go to a party, have a cupcake and a drink, and not have that turn into a food bender. And I believe that that is infinitely more valuable than the weight loss itself, because I had lost weight before in middle school, in high school, in college, after college. And as soon as weight loss stopped, weight gain started. But not anymore. I've proven to myself that I can pause in the middle of pursuit, and it doesn't mean I'm either going forward or I'm going backwards. The middle matters. This is the human experience, guys. There are going to be periods of your life where body progress isn't the priority. Sometimes that might be because of pregnancy or postpartum, divorce, a new job, travel, any dang reason in the world. You simply just don't want to push right now. But there is an option between pursuit and avoidance. Too many of us waste so much energy and so much time fighting our bodies over the same 20 pounds for 20 years because we're losing the 20, we're gaining the 20, we're losing the 20, we're gaining the 20, and we feel embarrassed when we're not making progress. But hello, finding the middle would mean that you're not gaining and losing that weight anymore. That's major. Maintaining is nothing to be ashamed of. That is a skill. It is a critical part of the process. And we need to not have shame and fear and disappointment about it. Just because you could potentially lose more weight doesn't mean you're doing something wrong, because you're not. Without stating the obvious, you don't have to be as small as you could be. You might very well decide that carrying an extra 15, 20 pounds and indulging a few times a week and drinking a few times a week, feeling great, but maybe you could go a little bit further. You can decide you don't want to, that you are quite content to live with that extra 15 or 20 pounds. There's nothing wrong with that. You get to make that choice for yourself. And you also get to change your mind. It might be great for right now, but a year from now you decide you want to push and go a little bit further, and that's fine. There's no finality to it. Sometimes those periods of patience, learning to maintain, allow you to catch your breath and gear up for a period of push when you're ready. That's the natural ebb and flow of life. It's okay to hold steady in the storm, or it's okay to hold steady not in the storm. I've had a few stormy years. You guys know that. Separation, divorce, moving a bunch of times, getting a Hashimoto's diagnosis, dating for the first time after divorce, freezing my eggs, building the tiny house, moving again. And here's how I feel about it. If I can handle all of those things and not forsake my health and not use any number of those things as a reason to turn to food and away from myself, I've got this. I've got this for the rest of my life. Food wasn't my crutch in divorce. Food wasn't my crutch in hormonal chaos or illness or moving or anything. Food is not my crutch anymore. I have a skill that is necessary and important, and it is nothing to be ashamed of. Sometimes this doesn't come from turmoil in life and needing to put priorities into other things, or even necessarily knowing that you need to build the skill of maintaining. Sometimes this just happens because when we are heavier, we have a greater sense of urgency to create change. And as we lose weight, as we build confidence, as we get healthier, that sense of urgency just isn't the same. So one of my clients sent me a voice note. She's made a lot of progress. She not only has made external progress in terms of weight loss and improved health, but she also set and is hitting some internal targets of feeling more peaceful and having more joy in her life and more vitality in her life. And she said, this is all great and everything. She said, but hitting my internal targets of joy and peace and vitality has almost made me less motivated to hit those external targets. She said she's in this neutral place with her body where she doesn't feel gross and disgusting anymore, but she's also not overwhelmingly positive. But even with that, the neutrality in her perspective towards her body sort of doesn't have her fired up to create change. So I said to her, you might be in a period of patience with your body and you're trying to create a period of push because you think you should, right? Because you could lose more weight, so you feel like you should lose more weight, but the tension you feel is because right now what you need to be doing is settling in and being able to maintain where you are at. It's not always a race towards more progress. Sometimes learning to maintain is the most important progress you could ever make, right? She messaged me back and she said she was so relieved by that and she really embraced that idea. And a few weeks later, she said, you know, I think I'm ready to push a little bit more. And maybe you find that you push for a couple weeks and you create some results and then you settle into a period of maintaining. And that's okay. You aren't a failure if you hit a plateau. You're a hero when you learn to maintain and you build confidence in your ability to do so. And if and when you're ready to go into a period of pursuit again, great. And if you're not, fine. There is no should. There is no failure with this. Just keep in mind that when you're not pursuing weight loss, that does not mean you're throwing caution to the wind and turning your eyes away from reality and doing whatever the heck you want. It means you're paying attention. And you're still making choices that make you feel your best. You're not saying, oh, screw it, let's drink, let's have cupcakes, because, you know, weight loss isn't the priority. Maybe you do have some drinks, maybe you do have some sweets, but you are still and always and forever and for the rest of your life paying attention to how your choices make you feel, to what makes you feel your very best. It's just that your end goal doesn't have to always be fat loss, right? That is a skill that so many of us hadn't yet developed that is an important one. Just because you have more weight to lose, and even when you desire to lose it, doesn't mean that you are a failure if you are maintaining. But I'll end by reiterating this message, which is, sometimes you've got to cut the excuses, and you've got to be honest with yourself. Are you really intentionally building the skill of maintaining? Or are you just not trying and you're drifting? There is a difference. There's nothing drift-like about maintaining. It is intentional. You are paying attention. You are prioritizing self-care, just not prioritizing the result of fat loss. Self-care should always be a priority. So do not let this let you off the hook in terms of taking care of yourself. Just know there's nothing to be ashamed of when your end result isn't fat loss. It is okay for your end result to just be awareness and self-care and making great choices and finding what moderation means to you. That's a wonderful and valuable thing to practice. So let's end this idea that we should be ashamed if we aren't seeing fat loss as the end goal, when fat loss is your priority, then yes, hold yourself to getting those results, to creating those results. But it's perfectly okay if fat loss is not your priority or your objective right now. Hope this was helpful to some of you guys. It's something that is super important to me that I'd like to talk about more and more often, this skill of really finding the middle and thriving in the middle. And in the meantime, do not forget that we've got another 12-week fat loss fast track kicking off on April 1st. So if it is a priority for you to get results, to push yourself, to hold yourself to the standard and get those results that you desire, hop on the waitlist, head over to the show notes for today's episode or to the Work With Me tab on primalpotential.com to get on the waitlist and learn more about how that all works. Have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.